Concho with Anna DeBlantis.
Yes.
Right here, 720 WGN. All right, everybody prepare themselves.
We need to.
Because now you have a four-headed monster of football fans on this show. And everybody has a differing opinion, and most of them are wrong, except for mine. That's the way that I look at it. Okay. And now my hero, my personal football hero, the man whose very words is his literal explosion of emotion every Sunday is my cathartic release in what has been some very down times for the Bears, and now up times for the Bears. When I get to feel good about this, the great Ed Obradovich joins us right now on the Super Celebrity Hotline. He and Dan Hampton hold forth, of course, throughout the football season. They do some specials along the way, but then they also do, of course, Sundays, mostly after the games, but sometimes before the games, depending on when the game is. And it is the best radio show about football in America. Thank you, Ed, for being with us. All right, now, the draft is tonight. The Bears don't pick until Sunday afternoon, I think.
Friday night.
Is their first availability. All right, tell me, first of all, should they make a move here to try to get Robbie Gould back?
No.
Thank you, Ed Obradovich. So. Good to have you on the show. What? Why not?
He's got a few things going against him. You know, one of them is his age. And I know he's done well with the 49ers since he left here, which he never should have left here.
Right.
But it was a huge mistake. But to bring him back, I think, would not be a smart move at this particular time. I really don't.
Well, they don't have a lot of ammunition in terms of draft pick department. They don't pick until the four picks in this year's draft. So I don't really know how they'd even be able to pry him from San Francisco. But
I'll tell you what, Kev, they'd have to give up a lot of money. Yeah. A lot of money and a lot of future draft picks to bring him back. And again, his age and his years in the league, even though I know the kickers, they really don't do a lot, whatever have you.
Oh, wait a second. I'll tell you what, no, you know what they don't do? They don't win games if they miss the kick with no time left.
And
well,
hit the upright.
Let me tell you something, young man. Let me tell you something. That never should have came down to the last second field goal to win the football game. We scored in four quarters, one touchdown, one, and that was late in the fourth quarter. And we're playing at home against a team that we could beat, the Philadelphia Eagles. And we score one stinking touchdown. It never should have came to that, Ro. Never. We should have annihilated that team.
But
they had everything going into that game.
Anna, stop.
They had everything going for them.
They do need a kicker, right? Are we still right with that?
Yes, they do. They'll find one somewhere. I don't know where the hell you find them, but they'll find them somewhere.
You know, that's what I love about guys. You know, you have defensive great Ed Obradovich, and the offensive players. Offensive players look a little differently on the kicker because they're like, oh my God, they got us out of that problem. At least we scored. But defensive players hate the kicker. Those are the guys who actually athletic tape the kicker to the goalpost during training camp.
Right?
So that's where that happens. All right. So, other than the kicking position here, which you've already identified that, what do you think they need?
I tell you what, Pace, you know, looking back at it, his number one and number two draft picks, especially his number ones, have been horrible. But in the middle rounds, he's done a hell of a job. And in free agency, the pickups, the move to get Mack last year turned out to be sensational. And for us to make it into the playoffs for the first time, what, in 8 years or 10 years, and be at home, that was terrific. So I think there's a lot of pluses going forward. And in the drafts, I always like to, you know, everybody knows who the top guy is that's going to be and who's this. I always like to pick the guys that really is kind of under the wire a little bit for whatever reason or reasons. And I got a couple of them this year for you. And there's a tackle by the name of Titus Howard who played at Alabama State. And this kid, when he was in high school, he played quarterback. And he was about, I don't know, 6'2", 6'3", about 220 pounds. and then he wound up being an offensive tackle at about 6'5 and 325 pounds. And the reason why I say he's kind of a sleeper in there, played on a where there's pretty damn good football played, but I tell you what, he's got great agility. And boy, when you're an offensive tackle and you got a speedy end like Mac coming at you, you got to be able to move. And so I think that might be, it's a long shot, but that is one of them. And the other one is a small running back, played at Oklahoma State. And I know the kids put up great numbers and everything, but what's going to kill him is his size, which is about 5'10", 198 pounds. But I'll tell you what, if he's available, you jump all over this kid. Justice Hill from Oklahoma State, a running back. I'm telling you, this kid's going to be a star in this league. So I kind of like my two, you know, kind of like off-the-center stage picks. And Titus Howard from Alabama State, offensive tackle, and Justice Hill from Oklahoma State.
I'm so happy you mentioned Justice Hill, OB. I've been lobbying for him as well. He had the fastest 40 time out of any running back at the Combine. So I'm with you there. Going back to the needs of this draft for the Bears, I think the beauty of it, and it hasn't really been this way for the Bears in a long, long time, so I guess it's credit to Ryan Pace and them, they don't really have a major pressing need. At this point, it's sort of just adding the best talent available, and I realize, you know, a lot of people think that the running back is what they'll be targeting, but they're in a pretty good spot heading into this draft.
Yes, they are. You know, we have our three running backs. You know, Ryan Nall, we don't really know that much about him. He was a basic on taxi squad. And we picked up Mike Davis from Seattle. And, of course, Tariq Cohen, who can run the ball and catch the ball coming out of the backfield. He can do a lot of things. But I think when the position that we're at, I mean, you always need help. Defensively, we've got some real good backups in the defensive line. I think our linebackers are in great shape. Our D-backs, I love how they came along, how they developed. What you always got to be aware of is our offensive line. For some reason, your guards, especially your tackles, they do go down during the season. So that's why I was talking about, if you get back to the seventh round or whatever, and this kid's available, Titus Howard from Alabama State, take him. So I think what we can do, I think what they'll do is kind of look at if somebody there in the offensive line, the guard, especially the tackle spot, I think they'll take him. I really do. I don't think they'll take a running back, but they will if Justice Hill is there. But I think if there's there'll be some good offensive linemen that you can take, and I think you can never have enough on a football team because you have your top two tackles. One of them goes down. Usually the third guy that comes in has a lot of problems. So I think this is what we should look at, backup offensive linemen.
You think Kyler Murray goes number one tonight to Arizona? He's your Heisman Trophy winner out of Oklahoma.
Kevin, you think that could be a smokescreen?
Maybe. I mean, you know, they drafted Rosen in the first round last year. It all depends on what their new coach, Klingsbury, he's the guy from Texas Tech, their new head coach. He's kind of like the Sean McVay, young, offensive-minded type guy that people keep, praising. So maybe he's looking for his, that seems to be the trend, an offensive-minded head coach who gets a young quarterback and he gets to mold him from the start. I think Murray's so talented and he fits that offense perfect. I think they're going to go Murray one.
Well, if they do, Kevin, they're going to have a moving offense. I can tell you that.
Yeah.
They're going to move that pocket, sprint out, bootlegs. They're going to be all, because if he goes back in the pocket to drop back, the kid isn't that tall. He'll get killed back there. So I think what you could probably see with that team, you're going to see a lot of movement with the quarterback, moving strong to the weak side, moving the pocket, bootlegs again, all that stuff, if they take him, because he's not that big physically a kid.
Maybe Gruden and the Raiders get a little crazy. They got three first-round picks. Maybe Gruden wants a young quarterback, and, you know, if he wants, he could probably move up if Arizona's not completely sold. We'll see.
But let me tell you something. Gruden.
Thank you for Khalil Mack, John Gruden.
There's a guy that talked to him and talked to the owners and the millions and millions of dollars because he was on from week to week for the last several years talking about how great he is at doing whatever it is that he does on television. I'll tell you what, he's got those three picks, he'll screw them up.
Yeah, I think a lot of people think, you know, he hired Mike Mayock, who was the longtime draft analyst for the NFL Network. He hasn't even worked in a front office for like 15 years, and Gruden hired him to be his general manager.
It's like the White House. Right. Hiring people who are on TV. Right. It's like, ah, that's good enough. I like what they do on TV. It's real good. It's real nice. Hey, OB, before we let you go, first of all, does Lauren have a question as a Bears fan? I mean, this is the one thing. We have four people here now on the show, and everybody is Bears nuts.
Totally.
On this show. So I want to see. Now, Anna, you've not jumped in because I think you're just, let's face it.
I was listening to OB.
Yeah, everybody's in reverence for OB on this. But I would like anybody, before we let him go, because we're not going to get him now until, you know, the beginning of the camp. So it's very rare that you get these opportunities with him.
Sure, I have a question. What's the biggest mistake we can make drafting? And we keep talking about all these things that we can do that will be good. What would be our biggest mistake?
We can't make a mistake because we don't draft till the third round. And I think we have, what, 3, 4 maybe picks, Kevin? I can't remember. But all the damage is done with the first and second round. When you get to the third, fourth, fifth, can you find players? Yes, you can. Okay? But it gets harder. It gets a little more difficult. But the point is, the Bears are in good shape. Their front liners are pretty strong. In certain areas, our D-line, great backups. We're sitting pretty going in to season. The only thing, if this quarterback can come along with his accuracy this year, I tell you something, look out for great things from the Bears. I really mean that.
And we should plug OB's draft specials this weekend, correct, OB? Saturday at 3, UHamp and Carm, I believe it is?
Yeah, we're going on at from 2 to 3:30. Saturday afternoon to wrap up the draft, you know, with the Bears, with their later picks, and basically what went on. Because in the first round, the Green Bay Packers have 2 picks in the first round. So we'll see what they're going to do.
Oh, God. Oh.
That's not right.
So tune in to the big man, Dan Hampton, the Hall of Famer, and myself, and we'll let you know what happens, and we'll really work it out. And I'm just, I wish the Bears the best of luck and hope they hit on a couple of these things. Again, Titus Howard from Alabama State.
And Justice Hill.
But I'll tell you what. The only negative on him is his size. But I'm going to tell you, with this kid, the way he has worked out the past few years, that would not be a worry of mine at all.
Yeah, especially the way the NFL is working, too. Littler guys are getting more playing. Look at Tariq Cohen.
Because it's a passion game.
Yeah, exactly.
Thanks, OB.
All right.
Great to hear from you. Yeah,
Anna, any questions about Tom Brady for OB?
Well, I did see Tom Brady put out that he was taken 199th in the draft. He put out his picture of himself from that, you know, however many years ago. Was it 20 years ago now?
All right.
And so, yeah, you can pick up, so you never know what you can pick up
later on.
And Tom Brady can do or say anything he wants. He's earned the right in all those years. Believe me, he has.
Darn right, OB. You just heard it from OB.
I know, but I still hate him.
No. Hey, listen, to you and all your listeners, tune in Saturday, 2 o'clock, WGN, 720. I'll bang it out.
All right, yes, you will. Thank you, OB.
Thank you.
All right, goodbye. There's our guy.
He's
right
the
there.
Best.
Ed Obradovich. All right,
the
right
best.
Now, caller number, let's see, 15 from Adam Engel. If you want to snag tickets like Adam Engel snags the ball over the wall, 312-981-7200, a pair of tickets to see the White Sox take on Boston next Thursday, a week from tonight at 7 o'clock. Kevin and Lauren will be at Cork and Carry at the Park starting at 3 o'clock, sponsored by CH Vodka. It's going to be a ton of fun right then and there. All right, caller number 15, 312-981-7200. What's going on, Kim?
You didn't let me ask OB a question. I wonder why.
You're damn right you're not going to be
Packer
allowed to.
Packer fan.
Do you notice how I said there's four crazy
Bears fans? Yeah, I was noticing
Bears
that. I was,
fans.
Wanted to say, am I, chopped liver?
Yes, you are. If you are a Packers fan.
The NTSB is heading to Beach Park to investigate today's chemical spill that injured dozens of people.